I am a defense lawyer, and I have been, and I was asked by Don Kidd to do this speech, so I want to thank him for that opportunity. More importantly, I want to thank Henry Moore, who you heard from earlier. My apology is that my PowerPoint is nothing like his, and that's my fault. It's not my wife's. I'm grateful to my wife for taking some time. I got very busy with my practice. We've got busy with my daughter, one of our daughters going to college, and then I went on vacation. So all of those things kind of culminated, and so I had all these grand ideas of some music and things that might relate, maybe some clips and things like that. You're not getting any of that. And unfortunately for you defendants, because this paper was written by Henry really for plaintiffs, the remarks for the defense side will come from me. And there'll be a couple of opinions that I'll talk about. They're not part of the paper, but I'll tell you where to access them. I'm happy to send them to you. And I think, especially for young lawyers, when you're looking or talking when you're talking with your clients or you're dealing with these issues of conflicts on the plaintiff side, if you're a solo, you know, find a lawyer that you can talk to within the plaintiff's bar and know the plaintiff's bar works well together and talk to them about these issues, because there's nothing easy, in my opinion, about ethics. I mean, when I was in law school, as many of y'all may have heard the same thing before you take the NPRE, it's the last thing you're thinking of. It's like, oh, I've got to answer, I think it was 50 questions, something like that, and all I have to do is pass. And so the response that I always got was, well, it's your gut. You know, whatever your gut tells you, that's probably the answer. And in many cases, that's true. However, when you start looking at the examples in Henry's paper, you realize it's never that simple, or it's not necessarily that simple.